So I now have the winner of the female category, the women's race here at the 58th Three Peaks race in North Yorkshire. And Sarah O'Neill, absolutely fantastic run. Congratulations. We were just talking then, 14th last year and a fantastic win this year. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, thank you. No, it was a really good race. Tough, but I started off quite strongly on the uphill, and then the second girl, Emily, caught me on the downhill. But I managed to get ahead just before Ribblehead and sort of ran scared from then on. I knew she was very good on the downhills, especially on the technical downhill. But yeah, I managed to sort of keep their lead and finish fairly strongly. So really pleased with my time, and it was, yeah, good event.
Fantastic. And you're kind of leading into this. You won the Coaldale. Sorry, you were second at the Coaldale at the British Championships a couple of weeks ago. So your preparations have been going well for this. Has this been a target for you this year, the Three Peaks, or you know, over the first half of the year anyway?
Yeah, definitely, because I'd run last year, and I guess that was my first time, so it was nice to come back again and try and get a better time and learn from everything that I'd sort of learnt last year. So yeah, no, this was definitely one of my targets this year.
Yeah, and you were talking earlier on as well about the wind. So obviously a lot of runners have talked about the wind today, but you said particularly coming off Ingleburn, the last sort of, which is the tough last half an hour, that was, you said it was particularly hard.
Yeah, definitely. You come off the top and you're running into the wind, battling away, trying to just kind of keep up some speed, but it's quite difficult. You're putting in all the effort and you don't feel like you're getting anywhere. But once you're off the top of Ingleburn, it was quite a nice descent, a bit more protected down into the valley. A long 6 mile finish.
Yeah, it's sweeping to that finish. And you're, you were just telling me as well earlier on that you've come from obviously background of orienteering, and just briefly tell us what it takes to go from 14th one year and take half an hour off your time at the Three Peaks and win it in the next, because that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, no, I'm not really sure. It wasn't entirely planned, but I'm very happy that it has happened. I guess I learnt a lot last year about sort of taking in the right fluid, eating the right food at the right time to make sure that by the time you finish the race you're in kind of good condition, and probably better training this year as well, and like more consistent training as well over the winter, so that's really helped.
Great. Well, it's fantastic to see, a wonderful win, a great story from how it's happened, and we'll look forward to seeing you hopefully a bit more this year, and maybe some more of those British Championships races.
Yeah hopefully. Yeah. That's great, thank you very much.
Well done, congratulations.
Cheers, thank you.